Continuing coverage of Microsoft Ignite from Chicago, Illinois continues right here on Channel 9 Live. Welcome back. We have made it to day number 3.
I think my voice is still working. It is being amplified, and it's not just because I'm on set. It is off and talking and crazy talking with everybody here that's stopping by the booth. Thank you very much if you are here at the conference and swinging by to say hello.
Yes.
We love it when you do that. I got a quick little, you know how we started out with stats yesterday?
We did.
Say hello. I have an interesting stat that I just got from some of the lovely folks that are helping do stuff on the socials with the hashtags and with other things like that.
Yes.
58,000 tweets over the last 3 days, all using hashtag MSIgnite.
58,000 folks engaging with us here at Microsoft Ignite in Chicago. Now, if you are not here, we are here to give you a taste of the event where we're going to be streaming you sessions live and direct from what we call the hot room.
Right.
And then we're also going to be in between when those hot rooms go to break, be here with some fantastic guests. We've got today, I am super excited for today. Today is probably the biggest lineup that we have outside of what we did in day one.
Yeah.
Where we can run down. Do you want to run down the whole thing?
Let's
tease them. What do we want to do?
Do you want to go in order of the hot rooms or combine them into the other one? You know what? Let's go straight through as it is. Coming up first, as far as the hot room is concerned, we're going to be talking with what's new with IT professionals in SharePoint 2016 with Bill Baer.
Oh, that's going to be a great session.
Hotly anticipated session. As far as the interview that's coming up in between that one there, we're going to be doing Anders Vinberg. Coming up, talking security with Matt McSpirit.
Excellent. Following that, something that you guys at home do not want to miss, Nano Server with Jeffrey Snover.
And also Andrew Mason.
And Andrew Mason. Now, this session is going to be hugely popular here. I can only imagine how popular it's going to be for you guys at home. So you don't want to miss that. Nano Server, future. It's Jeffrey Snover's first real deep technical dive session that he's doing. It's outside of his, you know, the dog and pony show he did with Mark Rusinovich and that foundation session that you guys all watched right here on Channel 9. So I'm super excited for that.
And now technically it's not a really huge session because it's Nano Server, right?
Yes, it's a big session in a very small box.
Someone else have tweeted out this morning saying that Nano Server is like, I have a fever, I need more cowbell. I have a fever, I need more nano. So they want more Nano Server. They're very excited about it.
All right. Awesome. We come back here to Channel 9 Live, past the hash, Windows 10 security. We've got Heike. We've got Paula.
Oh, yeah.
This is where we here at the Channel 9 Live stage turn off all computing devices when Paula comes around.
Turn off all wireless devices of all kinds.
Absolutely. She's amazing. Mode. She's awesome at handling the security stuff. So we don't want to be an example in her next session. So looking forward to that.
We have, after that, a little bit of a little bit of meditation with some as far as...
You're talking ops manager.
Ops manager.
Yes.
You actually have to
say the words. You can't just... You have to say the letters. You can't put them together to make
OMS. OMS is going to be coming on here with Joseph Chan and Peter Pietermann's going to be doing that. And then, of course, another one of the big heavy hitters, one of our favorites here. I actually saw him in line as he was getting his coffee. Jeffrey Snover is coming in to be able to talk about the lead architect's vision of where we're going.
I cannot wait for that session.
You're on tap for that one.
I am on tap for that one. I'm actually
stepping it up,
get
man.
An opportunity to sit down with Jeffrey and go deep on some things, all things related PowerShell, DSC. We're going to talk about Nano Server because he's just come off the stage in his kind of first big technical discussion of the week, so I'm super excited for that. Then we're going to go to the hot room on the next item. We're going to talk to Jeffrey about Windows Server VNX. We're going to take you right to the hot room to talk about containers.
Yep.
And containers as it regards to Windows Server. So a lot of stuff on tap as far as the Windows Server land today early. That's just a lunch.
Yeah,
that just gets us through lunch.
Right after that, we're going to have view from the CTO, Azure. Mr. Rusinovich is going to be on set.
He's coming back.
An extended interview. Well, you know, Jeffrey crashed in on that session. I think it was, Mark might have still been under the influence of the PowerShell Super T-shirt that he had placed on him without his knowledge during the morning foundational session that went on Monday. So anyway, we're going to give him a good 30 minutes just to be able to clear the air and talk more about all the goodness that is happening in the Azure world right now.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that one. Then we're going to take you to the hot room and go, what's new in Windows Server Hyper-V? I'm sensing a trend. It's Windows Server Day. Windows Server Day right here on ignite.microsoft.com.
The heavy hitters. That one's Ben Armstrong. I'm always good to hear from Ben.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. let's see. What else do we have going on? Some Intune and mobile application management in an interview here with Tal Cox.
Yeah.
And then
the hot room again, another Rasinovich. This is the big day.
It is a huge day.
Malware hunting. And again, for those of you that are watching, you can take advantage of this with the MyIgnite second screen experience. If you can't get into any of these rooms, you can obviously watch the stream if you're not even here at the conference all day here at ignite.microsoft.com. And potentially, again, with someone like Vrsinovich coming up to close off the day from 5 till 6:15, his malware hunting session is one of the most popular ones that happens here at the conference.
Yeah, I tell you what. The lineup today and just the sessions that have been made accessible to everybody viewing, whether you're viewing it in your hotel room or you're viewing it here on Channel 9 or you're viewing it via ignite.microsoft.com, it is a jam-packed day if you are an IT guy. If you have friends that are not watching, get the emails out to them. We have big, big stuff on tap today with all the biggest names. So let's do that. Let's call to action. Call your friends. Get them online. And we're just going to hang out until what is probably like 6 o'clock Central Time by the time we finish all of this stuff off.
I think we're also going to pull some stats from the viewership to see which countries people are coming in from and that sort of stuff. And we'll kind of recap that at tomorrow morning's breakfast time, coffee with Rick and Joey. Just breaking news, I got in some stats from the hands-on labs experiences that you can do here at Ignite. We are just 2 machines away from being at the magical 3,000 virtual images running simultaneously on that hardware.
Wow.
We're at 2,997, 7.5 terabytes of RAM. Guess what is the top session? Any guesses?
Office 365 was yesterday.
It is still the ranking champion today.
Ah.
Office 365 content with data loss prevention, mobile device management, and encryption is still number one. Quickly followed up with number two with actually an instructor-led lab, around Windows 10 deployment toolkit updates.
Excellent. Hey, remember, we want you to join in the conversation as we go through our technical interviews. We've got Jeffrey Snover on tap. We've got Mark Rasinovich on tap. You can communicate with us. Ask your questions to hashtag MSIgniteCH9. Of course, if you're watching on Channel 9, you can go ahead and use that Q&A panel as well. If you have any other questions regarding Microsoft Ignite as a whole, of course, the hashtag for that is MSIgnite.
What's your favorite moment so far from day two? Favorite moment.
From day two, I've got to go with one of the hot room sessions that we streamed yesterday, and he's one of our own here at Channel 9, Simon May's session, the Windows 10 session.
Yes.
I sat back at the back of the studio area here and watched that. I was very impressed, and then afterwards I went, why didn't you tell me this stuff?
For me, it was, I actually got a chance to present a session.
Oh.
It was a new format that we're trying out this year. If you're here at the facility, on one of the stages inside the expo hall, we actually have 5 different stages that people can go off and have been approved to go off and speak at. They actually approved me to be able to speak, which is good. So I did a session in there, and it was really fun because it's very intimate, and there's anyone walking by can basically stop and be able to watch, but we've got community sessions that are going on in there. We've got partner sessions that are going on in there as well, and we also have sessions from some of the top speakers that are in a more intimate, small space to be able to go off and talk to, and those are taking place generally on every 30 minutes inside the area. Very, very cool stuff.
Excellent, excellent. Like yesterday, Alex Bradley has joined us via video to kind of give us the highlights of day two from Chicago at Microsoft Ignite. Alex?
Ignite 2015.
Hello and welcome to day two from Microsoft Ignite in Chicago. I'm Alex Bradley here to wrap up the day's highlights. We had a great day yesterday, culminating in Ignite Rocks, and today the 23,000 attendees have got back bright and early and thrown themselves into the full day two experience.
Most excited for me, my personal wise, is SharePoint 2016. It's going to have no downtime patching.
I'm glad to see Microsoft is really taking initiative on security, mobile apps, and recognizing what businesses really need.
Hands-on labs, breakout sessions, and tons of networking opportunities with not only Microsoft speakers, but also community speakers.
I think the value proposition to be on site is the conversations. The sessions are recorded, and that's all great for digesting later, but the true value is in the conversations you can have with vendors, with your peers, finding out how other people are implementing the technology. You can't beat that.
And it wrapped up with Ignite After Hours at hotels throughout Chicago. Channel 9 had a range of fantastic interviews throughout the day with speakers like Corporate Vice President Brad Anderson, Corey Saunders, Taylor Brown.
You know, the feedback that I've heard from everybody as we've talked about this and I've talked about people is the amount of innovation, the rate of innovation, the pace of innovation, and really the rate at which Microsoft is coming out with new capabilities that help benefit organizations is like something we've never done before.
Remember, you can watch all of the sessions on demand at ignite.microsoft.com and keep involved with the conversation on Twitter throughout the week using the hashtag MSIgnite. Thanks so much and have a fantastic conference.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for that video highlight reel. And I'll tell you what, the attendees, the interview piece there, it said, hey, look, I can watch those sessions later.
Yeah.
And recorded, the best thing is to be here. We wish you were here if you are not. If you are still in your hotel, what are you waiting for? I have a quick update. There are many ways to attend breakout sessions. If you are attending Microsoft Ignite, maybe you're joining us in the morning, haven't quite made it over here. We've got Expo Lounge theaters,
right.
Lounges A, B, C, D, and E. We've actually added some viewing hotspots throughout the facilities for those really popular sessions.
Oh, nice.
So they're going to be these viewing hotspots, and they're going to actually be very, they're trying to make them as close as possible to the actual session room as well. Of course, you can view it via the second screen experience on MyIgnite in real time. And of course, on demand, 24 to 48 hours after. Those of you watching at home, you'll want to catch that at right here at ignite.microsoft.com. Again, 24 to 48 hours after the session concludes, you should be able to watch that stuff. Any final thoughts, things you're looking forward to, big things from yesterday?
Heavy hitter interviews at the stage. I encourage you to come down if you're in the facility in between breaks for the break time to come see some of these people interact with us here at the stage.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Of course, you can always get your questions in. Here's your call to action. Join us. Join the conversation with your questions via hashtag MSIgniteCH9. We're going to be back throughout the day. As you mentioned, we've got some pretty heavy hitters. And I am super, super pumped. For this is day three. So yesterday, day two, the very, very first full day of sessions.
Yep.
And I hope everybody's able to kind of withstand and hold out for us. That does it for coffee with us this morning.
Can we keep up this pace?
Absolutely. We can keep up this pace. Bill Baer is up next with what's new for IT professionals in SharePoint Server 2016 when we return to Chicago and Microsoft Ignite.